Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Multi
Pow-tural,
the hardest pronounced pop culture podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Brian, aka El Nino Clegane. And today I'm joined with
Jesus.
I'm bringing the fire.
I wish I would have thought of that. Are you ready?
I just came up with some. My name is Jordan Brown, aka Doodoo Brown 3879, aka USDA Fresh Prime, a.k.a.
Did you have to look at that?
Apparently, I'm the hate train now.
Hate.
I saw some shit I really hated recently, and I got to tell you about it.
We'll get into it.
It's your boy Jerry, a.k.a. Jadon Greyjoy. I'm the one with the penis.
No woman has cleared that, though, yet.
Allegedly, the alleged penis. No woman has publicly said that
or pubically.
This is Matthew, and I am your official milk of the puppy.
I'm Captain Cleveland here. Browns, Cavs, Indians, OBJ in the house.
Jesus Christ.
That's it. Yep. Oh, wait a minute. One more thing, yes. Guys. We're streaming on Twitter. Come follow us, Multi-Pop-Tural.
Twitch, not Twitter.
We're all not the tweets
on Twitter.
All the TW.
Apex Legends.
Apex Legends.
Watch me and Saber get some W's. Some George W's, as I like to call them.
Don't call him that.
On today's episode, before we get into politics, we are going to be talking about probably the most anticipated series finale, honestly, in recent memory. I don't know about all time, but at least in recent memory, Game of Thrones.
Is that what you said?
I don't know if people are going this crazy over Cheers. Great show.
Cheers.
But Game of Thrones is on a whole nother level. So we're going to be talking about the show in general, how we got into it, some favorite episodes, who we think is going to be on the Iron Throne, who we think is alive but probably shouldn't be, and you know, all kinds of fun facts. So we're going to kick this off with Mateo, who just got done recently binging the whole entire show for the first time.
The entire thing in a
fresh
weekend.
In his goddamn mind.
In a week. I started on a Thursday and ended on a Tuesday morning.
Damn. You're like the kid fresh out of college.
You're a bastard.
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 Everyone else is a bastard.
Everyone else is a bastard.
They say the first thing I text you guys was like, okay, this is my first episode.
They say bastard.
And the little guy just called the badass a bastard like 7 times to his face.
He's like, yeah,
the
yes,
little
I
guy. Yes, that's the best bastard. Way to put it. I think that's the nicest thing Tyrion's ever been called.
And I instantly fell in love. No. I really didn't. It took me to like a season 4, actually.
Which you got to in like 3 hours.
Kind of impossible, but yes you exaggerate. Yes. But yes,
2 TVs.
I got there. So I thought the Red Wedding was going to be more than what it was.
Oh, it wasn't enough for you?
Jesus.
It wasn't because, I mean, cause, no, because everybody's like, all I hear about is Game of Thrones and the Red Wedding and oh my God. Blah, 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 blah.
The Lannisters and the Rickards.
Just like that.
Okay.
Who is that person?
All the peoples.
Bob. They murdered the King of the North, wife, mother, and child at the same time.
Yeah, she got shanked in the belly. That was pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Prison shankings.
That was a prison.
She got shanked.
That was a prison shank.
They got theirs, though.
Yeah. But it's not like, my thing is, like, I don't want to see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know.
Well, so everyone spoiled it for you.
Yes.
We spoiled it for
well,
you.
Yeah, wedding, like the rest wedding. Of the world that had watched Game of Thrones before me.
Right.
Fucked it up for me.
That's right. How dare everyone else?
But season 4, even though I've seen and heard clips of this, like when Joffrey dies.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, that's dope. Because I hated that kid.
Everybody wants that little fucker to die.
And then Sansa split and Tyrion split. And then the whole thing was like, oh, Tyrion killed my baby. And like,
yeah.
It's like, it's your baby, but it's also your brother's baby.
Incest.
So, yeah.
A lot of themes in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. A lot going on. A lot going on. And it all comes full circles. It is a Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yep.
You see. And I don't know. I was, like I said, I was maybe season two, season three, and I'm like, I just don't get it, guys. Like,
this is true.
I can keep up.
What's the allure here?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's all right. And then the fucking kid dies, and I'm like, yeah! Sorry, that sounded awful.
It's a payoff that...
But he turned blue! Yeah. Like, it was great.
You wanted it to happen.
Yeah, he was such a shit, man. The first episode, that was the second thing I said to you. Like,
yeah.
Joffrey, a bitch.
Yeah. I have that text. I have proof of it.
The two best things that happened to him were him getting slapped in the face by Tyrion twice in a row.
Yes.
And then him dying, of course.
Yeah. Well, the wolf bit him too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but then didn't they kill the wolf?
They killed the wolf.
Chimaera bit him, and then they murdered Sansa's wolf instead.
Right, but they... Yep. But...
What was Sansa's wolf's name? Lady.
Lady.
Yeah.
And he made the prostitutes beat each other up, and like he was just
a little bit more than beat each other up.
Who hasn't done that?
Bad,
apparently in the books Patrick too, like Bateman. He mutilated
fucking Calvin Candy.
Like, come on, we can go down the line.
Yeah, but he was 12, right?
He was well on his way, for sure.
Imagine if he lived, what he would have done.
Ugh.
The things.
Yeah, now you've watched it.
I watched it. I'm in it. I'm all the way caught up. I get it. I grew fond of certain characters. I really like the Hound.
Same.
Yeah.
He's my one shining light.
For what he's worth, like you can tell there's something in him. The Hound. I was talking about the Hound.
The Hound. Marker.
He's a good dude. He's good at what he does.
Yeah.
But I think that he also has a good heart somewhere.
He does.
Somewhere.
I mean, he enjoys killing. He always did.
He
became soft.
He became the Hound because of his brother.
His relationship with Arya softened him.
Well, I think that he just has really good, like he has.
But he saved Sansa too.
Right. He has ideals that you can't fuck with. Like women and shit like that. But he will slice a motherfucker in half vertically.
He's got some more.
Yeah.
When Brienne of Tarth spared him. Because she could have murdered him.
Mm-hmm.
When she spared him,
he wanted to die.
There was an evolution of that character.
Mm-hmm. Like when he went to the that little weird place where they're...
The little village where they built the church
and shit. And then he axe murdered everyone.
Who was the leader of that cult?
The dude from Deadwood.
Ian McShane.
That's McShane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. American Gods.
American Gods.
He popped up for that one episode.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought he would have lived longer.
Yeah. I mean, it's Game of Thrones.
John fucking Wick.
Yes.
Another story.
Wednesday. What's the third one called again?
Parabellum. Which we learned is a part of a gun.
Yes.
Automatic.
And not a part of the brain.
It's not a part of the brain.
It would be
first thing.
Cerebellum.
Abdullah Ablangada. Saba, what's your take on the show?
I wasn't finished, yo.
Let him go.
Fuck it. It's okay. It's good. I'll say that, similar to Mateo, not as extreme. I got on late, so I started after the second season had completed. And I actually had to watch the first episode three times before I got to the third time is when I watched the second episode, and then everything was good from that point on. I still, to be honest with you, go back and watch the first fucking episode. The first 5 minutes of the first episode still makes no fucking sense to me when they're out in the snow or whatever and whatever happened.
It's all set up.
Yeah, but it's like there's no like background.
But they refer to it.
What do you mean?
Real late in the like sixth season or something like
who's
that.
Who's
when he chopped the guy's head off and
watch the first season. Watch the first episode again. There's people who aren't characters in the show ever again
right.
that are, the like, running
Night,
around.
The guys from Night's Watch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll have
yeah.
to go back and watch it. Regardless.
Yeah. They just turnover is very high.
So I watched the first episode three times before I, you know, and then I've been in it ever since. I mean, I think the uniqueness of the show from the standpoint that they killed off the main character in season one, when they chopped Ned Stark's head off, I was just like, what in the fuck is this? There has never been a show that I've ever watched where there's been more times when an episode was over and I've looked at Courtney or somebody else and been like, I'm never watching this. Fuck, I'm done.
I'm right. done. I'm
never
done.
Watching this show. Like, it creates such emotion, such feelings in both sides. Like,
so you did that is what you're saying?
There's been many times where I've said, like, I don't ever want to watch this show again. A lot of the, like, the rape shit with Sansa, the Red Wedding, you know, when I thought Jon Snow was dead.
He was dead.
Couldn't he was it. He was 100%
when
dead.
When I thought Jon Snow was not coming back.
There you go. That was kind of a very low point for
you
me.
Know, didn't they end the season that way?
Yeah.
With the traitor thing?
Yeah. There's bastard. Just been a lot of...
Ollie.
That it was. Shit. I mean, I guess that was cool and all, but it's just like Endgame with, like, we know they're fucking coming back. Yeah. We know he's coming back.
I didn't know that though.
We didn't know he was coming back.
Get the fuck out of here!
I knew because it had already happened, and everybody else. I mean, it's fucking Jon Snow.
As soon as the first season or the first episode of the next season, the following season after he died, as soon as they slapped him on the table. I was like, why would they still keep his body around if he's not going to fucking come back?
And not burn
I understand.
They could turn him into Doomsday.
The point is... the point
Go
is,
ahead, I'm sorry.
It was the finale of what, season three?
I think so.
Season
of him
three?
Dying?
Yeah.
No.
No, that was
Five. Red Four. Wedding was season three.
Five. That was season three.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways.
I was just like, I'm fucking done watching. But at the same time, like you become like... murderous, like you wish for people to die.
Oh,
like,
straight up in the worst people. Way.
And they also they do a really good job of humanizing even the worst people. And you guys may disagree with me, but
hence
like
the Hound
when they made Cersei walk through the streets naked with the whole shame thing, like
you feel bad.
You
for
felt
her.
Bad for her.
Not one second.
Not really.
I know. But like, you know, her fucking kids are all dead. Like that bitch has been through it, man. Yeah. And she's still a piece of shit, you know.
But you reap what you sow big time.
But yeah,
show.
You know, I don't know.
Sabah's point is they did a great job in humanizing a like piece of shit.
I agree. I could see how people would feel bad for her. My half black ass just didn't.
Think about this piece of it though. How many people do
right
you
on,
think, like, give the character, what is Lyanna, Cersei's character? Leon, whatever her name is in real life.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like,
what you're
how
Lita
many,
Headley.
Lita, yeah. Lita, give her dirty looks in the streets. Like, I've read articles like the kid that plays Draco Malfoy mm-hmm. and then, like, mm-hmm. The kid that played Joffrey. Like, people, like, walk up to him in the street and they're like, fuck you,
yeah.
you fucking piece of
they
shit.
They
want to
spit in his face.
Right?
Yeah,
so,
I think
that's the mark of a good show. Of
where
a,
can
of
he
a
go?
Well written
great
character.
Acting. Yeah.
That you know you genuinely have disdain for him, and then there's characters you love. So, you know that's my just overall take on the show. I mean, it's just been a journey. You know, we've all been through it in different ways, shapes, or forms. But you know, I'm ready for it to end. I think, but I'm not. Believe it or not, I'm not excited about the spinoffs. I think it's going to take some time for me to. Sort of decompress and kind of let this thing go.
Right.
Well, I'll probably be late on the spinoff.
What spinoff?
There's already three
there's
in the
three,
works.
Yeah. But think about
Kate Blanchett or wait no.
No, Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts. Yeah. One of those. Yeah.
Think
of British,
they're doing it thousands.
Think
of
about
years
the
before,
other fucking
though.
Spinoffs yeah. that have happened with other shows. Like
yes,
like Better Call Saul or the Fear the Walking Dead bullshit. Like
Better Call Saul is very very yeah. good.
No I haven't good. Watched it, but I don't care because
there's people that like Fear the Walking Dead.
And Fear
than
is
the
actually
Fear
overtaken
the
regular
good.
Walking Dead.
But for those two examples, there's a lot of really fucking bad spinoffs.
Joey?
Yeah.
Joey.
From Friends?
Chachi in Charge.
Yeah. There's an example.
There's anyway,
leave
you know,
us.
Mork and Mindy's a decent spinoff, at least. And that was in, what, Happy Days, right?
for all our fans that were alive in the fucking 70s.
You never know. You never know.
We appreciate
that's
you.
That's my take.
Morgan Minnie's still funny.
Exactly.
Fuck
you. No, that's what I'm saying. It's good, though. It's one of the rare occurrences where the spinoffs are great.
And nothing. I appreciate Cersei as like a... like an overlord. Like,
of course
she's on some 48 laws of power shit.
She did what was necessary
and I get that.
To accomplish basically what their
she's
father instilled
cunt.
In them.
Yeah.
But
she is her father's daughter. Yes. And look, we're not talking about...
It's called Game of Thrones. Yeah. She's after the throne.
This isn't our hypersensitive United States of America where people get upset because Tom Izzo yells at his... You know, his player on national TV. That happened 2 days ago. Everybody's outraged. Like, this is a world without social media where people fucking murder people for fun. So, you know, it's just, it's different. But, you know,
there's dragons and shit.
You appreciate it all.
There's dragons and shit. And giants.
Giants, yeah.
And shapeshifters.
And zombies.
Shapeshifters.
And faceless men.
And fucking.
A man has no face.
So I got into the show a little late myself. AJ, this is when I was living with my buddy AJ at the time. He was all into it from season one.
And were you the one taking the naked pictures of him?
No.
Wait, what?
He posts like naked pictures of himself
on
AJ.
Social media. Oh, that AJ.
Yeah, AJ.
Gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, where he's in the grocery store.
Oh, AJ. Yeah. His little booty on the side of Stumblestiltskins.
You weren't the photographer on
that? Nah, bro.
Oh, sorry.
We weren't. I mean, we're good
Is
friends.
He the one with the lizard?
Not that good a friend.
He was the prepper.
I would not do that for any of you fuckers.
He,
so let's just
he
throw
was
that
the
out
dabber.
Yes, the fuck you would.
He was putting the cover up on his butt.
Everybody has a price. More of a fluffer.
Sorry.
He's the one who
sorry,
bud. You're good. So AJ was all into it, and I distinctly remember him saying, he was like, you need to watch this. And I remember saying, I'm not into this Dungeons and Dragons bullshit.
Yep.
Verbatim.
Yep.
And I think it was it was right after season
Nerd
three.
Hater.
I was like, you know what?
It's offensive.
I'll give it. Well, that's the thing. I just, it wasn't,
you're
it wasn't
not
my
wrong.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
It wasn't my cup of tea. So I ended up watching it. And, you know, season one, it took a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I mean, once they chopped Ned's head off, I was like, all right, they're not fucking around on this show. To me, the acting throughout is some of the best I've seen in television. It's rare when you watch a show and there's not one or two characters that you just hate because their acting is terrible. Like, whoever the casting director is for Game of Thrones, I thought did a fantastic job because it's not like they brought in a lot of huge names. Like, Sean Bean, he's a pretty big name, but he's not an A-lister by any means. He's a great actor.
I'd say Sean Bean was an A-lister.
He's 006. He was in GoldenEye.
Sorry.
I can't fucking win.
I mean, I'll give you that.
He does die in everything.
He dies in everything. He's good at dying.
He is. But he's a good actor. I'm not saying he's a terrible actor.
He does the voiceover in one of all of our favorite video games. So
that's true.
Blade.
That's true.
No,
but I mean, they weren't bringing in, and it's HBO Blade? Too, so obviously not a lot of big stars. But you know, Lena Headey, she was in the Terminator Chronicles. Mm-hmm. You know, she was great.
300.
She was in 300 and fantastic.
She was in 300.
And Peter Dinklage had a couple roles, one of them being in Elf.
Elf.
So
you're a giant. This town.
And an entourage.
Go fuck yourself, Ari.
He was Boulevard.
So I mean, the fact that they have this cast, and I mean, a lot of them are young. So we're talking about the Stark family as well, and doing what they did. I mean, besides that, all fans of The Wire knew who Peter Baelish was.
Yep.
You know, he was councilman, mayor, Tommy
Carcetti. Yeah.
So, you know, just the fact that watching
such a great politician.
Yeah. And, you know, it just took a little bit for me to get into it. But honestly, what did it for me season one, you know, for me, just like we kind of talked about a little bit, when you can hate an actor for who he is, like Jack Gleason's role as Joffrey, they're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me a lot of Joaquin Phoenix when he played Commodus in Gladiator. Like, I fucking hated him. Joaquin.
Yes.
I always fucking
Joaquin, Joaquin.
You got your first one out.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly. River's little brother.
Exactly. So,
it was a biopic.
But, yeah. We're not doing that.
Wait, isn't it a biopic?
But it was when they brought in... Charles Dance, who we all know as Tywin Lannister.
A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep.
He's
a
great.
He's a force.
He's
and that's the
awesome.
Thing. He is a damn force. I mean, especially just the way he's like, you're a Lannister. And he says that a lot throughout the first four seasons of the show. He's just fantastic. In his first scene alone, he's actually carving a stag. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a fake prop. They brought in a dead deer, stag or whatever, and he's carving the damn thing as he's talking to Jaime Lannister.
He's very method.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
He better have eaten it.
Yeah, don't let that shit go to waste.
One of my favorite scenes, actually, was when Joffrey was talking shit to him, and the whole table just looked like,
bitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it when he when he says to anyone, like, anyone that has to say they're the king. Obviously, they're not a king.
They're not the king.
I was like, damn, you don't give a fuck.
No, that's Daddy Lannister.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Daddy.
Papa Lannister don't fuck around.
And I mean, Charles Dance is known for
Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero.
Oh, wow. Nice.
With
the
fake
eye.
With the fake eye. He had the smiley face on.
Yep. Yes.
That and the Golden Child.
I
that's
thought
all
that
I really
as
know
soon
from.
When Holy he first fuck. Showed his shining, beautiful face on that screen, I was just like, Last Action I was Hero? Like, you got two eyes in this, boy.
So that and the performance of, and I still miss him to this day, Robert Baratheon. I missed the shit out of that.
He was really good.
Rob was great.
He was good. He was good. Mark Addy's his name. You know, to his credit, he was in the Full Monty and he was in Fred Flintstone and Viva Rock Vegas. So, you know, again.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was
he seems at home at like.
Well, have you. Who was he
in
Fred Flintstone?
He was Fred Flintstone.
He was Fred Flintstone.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he is.
He looks more Barney Rubble.
No, he was Fred.
What about. Have you guys seen the show? He's done where he protects the
innocent.
It's like shit. Never mind. He has another show on Netflix now, and it's pretty fucking badass.
You talking about Mark Addy? You talking about the guy that plays Robb Stark?
Yes, guy that
Mark
played,
Addy.
Because Robb Stark has Robert the show Bradley. Bodyguard.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
well,
not
why
Stark.
Would you?
They're different people.
Nuh-uh.
Robb Stark and Robert Baratheon. Robert Baratheon was the king.
Wait, yeah. Both of them are in this one show?
Robb Stark was.
They have the first.
John,
Robert
both of them have the first.
Baratheon
was the big Robert. He had the big beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a king.
He was
Cersei's husband.
I knew where you were going.
You know,
that
no,
show bodyguard.
No one's
body
is good. I haven't eaten. I'm really hungry. Thank you.
You do have a big Chipotle.
I would have
know,
a
but I can't
beer
eat
with that
because it'll be like.
Just do it. But yeah, I mean, I thought his performance was great.
Like a
you
Snickers
know, this guy,
commercial.
He was king, but you could tell he didn't give a shit about
yeah.
being king.
Yeah, I'd
better?
Have a beer with him.
Yeah.
Better.
So, you know, I thought him and Ned Stark's relationship was fantastic. You know,
it was like
friendship.
They were just like college bros.
Exactly. Exactly. And one of them became the CEO of this company.
Yeah,
he didn't
he just
want to be
wanted
CEO
to get
of.
Fucked up and fuck bitches. And then yep. he was like, hey, Ned. Can you kind of run this shit for me?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly.
And that's exactly
what
he wanted. Ned, run this shit so I could just drink, hunt, and then have sex.
He scared the shit out of everybody. They came in and he just looks at Ned and he's like, "You're fat."
Yeah.
He's like,
"Excuse me?
What?"
So yeah, I've been hooked ever since. And just like Matthew, I think season 4 is what did it for me. Where I was like, yeah, it took the whole show to a whole nother level. Between obviously Joffrey dying. Them bringing in the guys from Dorne, Oberyn.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. Oh,
gone too soon.
Yes.
When he got his fucking
face shattered, skull. Crushed. Yeah.
You know,
oh,
that,
by the mountain.
Yes.
Yes.
The mountain. And then, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, I actually
Brienne.
Watched that scene immediately over.
Good.
Oh, you have to.
Again. Yeah.
So before we get to Jordan Brown, we're going to give a big shout out to our brand new sponsor, Zibster, Zibster. They just redid our website. It is fantastic looking.
Love
great websites at great prices right here in Greensboro. Support local. Check them out. www.zibster.com.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
All right. So,
show me clowns.
I love.
show me dragons.
Show me potato salad. All right. So, I really love this show, obviously, like we all do. But it didn't get the fuck out of here, you
obviously.
Jackass.
Did you watch it from the beginning? Like, no, when
like
it
when
first
it started?
Started?
No, not at all. Not at all. I didn't start till way after the wet, red wedding.
The wet wedding.
No.
It was wet, too.
I missed that episode. Does that cut out?
It was a little wet.
It was a little wet.
It's a nice
hey, man.
Day for a wet wedding.
Yeah, no.
The
first
continues.
Perfect.
I forget when exactly I started watching, like, I'm going to say religiously. I just mean, like, every Sunday or Saturday or whenever
it got
the fuck
you,
it
though.
Came on. It got me. Yeah, man. I had to watch probably the first three seasons, probably three or four times each, because I would always fucking fall asleep on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would, I don't know what the hell my problem was, but I would just always fall asleep.
It's your schedule.
Always, maybe, yeah. And I'd always have to, like, I swear to God, I was up to not this season coming out, not the last one, but the one before that. I was up to that season. What is that, five,
I don't know
six?
What you just said.
Oh god!
There's no
what
wrong answer.
What
here.
Season are? Yeah, except y'all.
We're coming up on season 8.
Okay, so season 6. Then I was up to season 6 without seeing the Red Wedding, And okay. I was caught up. Because I was like, everyone kept saying, oh, the Red Wedding was terrible. Oh, my God, it was awful. And I was like, I mean, like, I think I saw it. But then, like, one day, I was talking to someone about it, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't think I fucking saw the Red Wedding. So I YouTubed it, and I was like,
yes. The Jordan gasp.
I was like, it's back.
Famous in movie theaters around the
cars,
region.
Cars stopped in the middle of the road. And like, are you okay? And I was like,
have you seen this?
And they were like, oh my God, is that the Red Wedding? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Your first Red Wedding.
Oh, so yeah. So yeah.
It gets better.
I love the way, I just love how hardcore this show is, or at least how hardcore it used to be. And I say that because, like, we don't really see too many, well, I mean, there's not too many canon characters left, but, like, back in the beginning, dropping like flies. Yeah. Like, I didn't know who the fuck was going to die. I was like, I kind of hope this good guy dies. Because I like seeing the bad guys win. I want to show where the fucking bad guys win.
Right.
Like, I don't want Cersei to win, but I do want Jamie to kill Cersei.
That's not going to happen.
I think we'll get into predictions.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get into that.
Anyways, you know, like, my favorite character is the Hound. 100% behind him, I would be. And
AKA Dog Down the
Hill. Gross.
Really? Oh, man. I can't wait for that showdown between the brothers and
The Hound and the Mountain, baby.
Yeah. And like I was saying, man, I really thought I was going to stop watching the show when Jon Snow was resurrected, because I was like, well, what is fucking sacred?
This is
anymore?
Just fantasy.
Like,
now.
Like I get it. Everyone
what is sacred.
I'm just like, I get it. Like, everyone was in love with Jon Snow. The fans, everyone's right. Like, oh, Jon Snow, right. Oh, sploosh. You know what I mean? But like, I don't
was
like
that ejaculate.
I know what you mean.
That was that ejaculate.
Was that is that not the noise y'all make?
Completely appropriate. Every time.
Is that not? Okay, good.
No wonder I get weird looks. Sounds like fireworks.
You ate too many Pop Rocks as a kid, buddy. And probably the wrong way. I don't know.
All right. Let's bring it back on the track.
All right. What was I talking about?
Pop Rocks.
Splooshing.
The Hound.
The Hound. Yeah,
sex with the Hound.
Sex with the Hound.
I like the show. It's cool. Go ahead, Jerry, so I can tear it apart.
Yes. Well, I mean, what drew me
Do
in?
You mean?
Oh, you too.
I love it.
What drew me in was all you assholes wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. I swore this show off. I didn't have HBO for months and years and years and months, and I heard all this hype, and I don't like a lot of hype, but I found a golden opportunity. I used the free trial period right when season 7 ended so that I could watch everything up until that point for free, basically, and I was very impressed. I mean, I like adventure. I like intrigue. I like dragons, like, burning motherfuckers alive.
Yeah.
Like, Khaleesi's tits. Eating dudes and... And well, I was going to say Dornish titties.
That's funny. Not one person has mentioned nudity this whole time.
Oh, my God.
Not one person has mentioned Jerry Khaleesi until just now. This
is true. They really did a number on me. You know, like, they gave me everything I wanted. You know, I don't even know I wanted it. But no, nothing beats Braun, my man Braun, in the fucking jail cell. And hell then the yeah. Dornish chicks just, like, flashing their titties at
him. Not the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
Seen quite a few women in all the Seven Kingdoms.
Name one more beautiful.
Yeah.
We know what episode we're all watching tonight.
I've seen better.
Bronze the ship.
But no, it's fantasy and like dragons and wizards and all, you know, like, it gives you what you want. I don't know about wizards.
The red Melisandre.
Hey, the Red Witch. Well, yeah, and somebody had to make that wildflower shit. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's just science.
Wow. Well, that's science is just magic that you haven't figured out yet.
Oh, I thought you were my science
or
guy.
To something.
Yes, as B. Hearn would say, this D&D bullshit.
But no, it's wonderful, and I can't wait to get into it further.
Nice. All right, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and we'll be right back.
There's a proverb that says, where beer is brewed, all is well, and where beer is drunk, life is good. Four Saints Brewing Company meets both those standards. Enjoy great beer for great people in a comfortable and relaxing family-friendly environment. Life is good at Four Saints with weekly events, including trivia, a run club, and live music with no cover. There's more info at foursaintsbrewing.com. Then visit Four Saints Brewing Company right here in downtown Asheboro. We look forward to pouring you a pint of great beer for great people soon.
Let me give you some advice, bastard. Never forget what you are. The rest of the world will not. Wear it like armor, and it can never be used to hurt you.
All right, fucking and right. We are back. So now we're going to go over predictions on who is going to sit on the Iron Throne at the end of the season. And we're going to start it off with Doo-Doo Brown. Sir Doo-Doo Brown.
Thank you. I didn't know I was
the Doo-Doo Knight.
Well, there's a fucking Onion Knight, so why not? I have two predictions. Can I do that? Can I do two?
Yeah, and I even have a wild card in mind.
I'm going to throw them out there, and I'm not going to give any explanation. I think.
What's new?
That thing I just said.
Brand new.
Ha! Good band. Terrible band, actually. But I think that Samwise Gamgee is
Mr. Frodo.
He is a dear, dear friend.
I think Sam's going to sit on the Iron Throne. I think that would be really...
Sam Tarly?
Yeah.
Tarly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know, man. I would just like to see it. They'd have to make it a little bit bigger, but, you know...
hey, take it easy on the...
On the healthy throne.
We're talking about Game of Thrones here, and you said that's not nice to call him a little pudgy.
He's got a great personality.
So is that your only prediction?
No. Okay. No.
Equally
no.
Hairy
number,
feet.
Number two.
All right. So my second prediction is Jaime Lannister. I think Jaime Lannister is going to sit on the Iron
Throne. Wow.
I would really, really, really
Kingslayer.
Like that. I think he's going to kill the fucking queen, and I think he's going to be the king.
Well, bold move, Cotton.
I'm glad that makes me happy.
Jerry, who you got?
Man, there's only one choice here. Cersei Lannister.
Wow.
You think she's going to fucking live it out?
She's going to retain the title.
She's smart. She's ruthless.
And still.
She's cunning. She's mean. She's crazy as fuck. She's got reinforcements coming in, right?
Oh, yeah, the Golden Army.
She's got a zombie bodyguard. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, the mountain.
She's over Brother D.
She's over her brother's dick, is what
she though?
Thank you,
is
Jordan,
she?
For clarifying.
No, all seriousness.
You think she's over it?
Yeah, I think.
She's still sending you up texts.
I know. She ain't over it.
Shit.
You still up? No. For all seriousness, she's got a real, like, mad queen, like, Joker vibe going on right now.
Okay.
And, you know, I think, like, if it came down to it, she doesn't matter. Like, she doesn't care that she's going to win or no one's going to win, is my point.
Okay.
It's like, she's willing to burn the
That's
fucking
her mentality.
Place. She's, yeah. She's willing to burn the place down.
Oh, yeah.
So.
As she did the church.
Yep. Oh, my God. That was so awesome. That was so awesome.
Blow it up.
Way to blow up the religious fanatics. Love it.
That was pretty dope. Sorry.
With the green guy going stuff. On.
I kind of don't have a prediction because I want to be... I don't want it to be predictable. I say...
It's
like,
so predictable.
If I say Jon Snow or fucking Khaleesi...
So if you don't want it to be...
But I do like Cersei. If she won, I think that would be cool. And Gendry somehow, if he got the throne, because isn't
Gendry?
Gendry, yeah,
because
yeah,
he is technically.
What is he?
He's the last.
He's
really the last.
He's a
one.
Bastard.
Yeah,
he's a bastard. He's a bastard.
You have to say it with more like ugh.
Bastard conviction.
I don't think Tyrion bastard. Will make it, but I would love to see that too.
On the throne?
Yes, because he's a mighty ruler as well.
He'll
he's
end,
so smart.
He'll end up being the hand.
He is the hand.
He's already been the hand a couple times.
But he will be when it's all said and done.
It's just a very tiny hand. The baby's hand.
That's terrible.
Say what you got.
I think... anybody who watches this show, one of the things that they kind of expect is the unexpected to happen. I think the way that they are going to play this last season out is they are going to do the exact opposite of what they've always done.
Sure.
And I think exactly what you expect to happen will. I think that all business will be settled. We were talking about it earlier today. I think that Jaime Lannister is going to kill the Night King because he is the Kingslayer. I think that Tyrion is going to end up killing Cersei. I think that Theon Greyjoy is going to end up avenging his sister and killing Euron Greyjoy. I think all the things that you
want to happen?
No. I think that's
are supposed to happen.
Are supposed to happen
in like a
will.
Good in like a good the good yes. guy wins
and right. Jon Snow will be
yeah. See, I don't want that.
The king. That's the least thing I
He's
want.
He's the king.
So this is very similar to like a Sons of Anarchy ending where like Jack's all debts were paid off and then he did his.
I just, at the end. That's the way in my mind that it's supposed to play out.
Okay,
those are my predictions.
Gotcha. I see, and I think that would be corny. To have such a buildup from episode one, Red Wedding.
You got to throw in something.
All that
now,
shit,
I will say this.
Go from there to that.
My dark horse, like, my dark horse is Sansa. She's a fucking survivor.
I don't think that's much of a dark horse, though.
But I think she's kind of the one that if they all, because like Arya, you could see Arya dying, Jon Snow dying, you know.
We've seen
all of them, and then Sansa kind of being the one that's left in the end. I think
like
she's
we
my
need
dark
a
horse.
Royal kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
All right.
Who's got her?
Yeah, not me. Yeah, not me. Not mine. Me. I went with two as well, possibilities. So I'm going to go with Brianna Tarth. This bitch.
No!
And back.
What?
She's gone through hell and back,
Brianna
man. And I think
she's,
you know, she's got Oathkeeper. She's all about just doing the right
like
thing.
Sitting on the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
Is your actual prediction.
She is your type, though. So I can see why you would pick her.
I do like strong women. What can I say? So she's one of them. So she's prediction number one. My
she's
other
not
prediction.
Quite a noble.
My other prediction
big bitch.
Is is the Onion Knight, Davos Seaworth. So that's those are my two. And then my wild card, I got to go with Tormund Giantsbane because I think it would be great for a wildling. To rule the Seven Kingdoms.
He ain't going to make it.
I don't think
he
would.
He ain't going to make it.
That's, like I said, that's
right
my
right
wild
now.
Card. So that's my dark horse
Ooh.
Pick. So those are my
who's
choices.
The second one you
He's
going
to die dreaming of Brianna
the Onion
Tarth.
Knight, Davos.
I could see him as a good hand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, he's a great hand.
He's loyal as fuck.
He's got great hand.
Yeah. I think Melisandre comes back and saves him. And then that whole thing goes full circle because he's been anti-Melisandre
yes,
the
right.
entire time.
Because she murdered the baby.
Well, yeah. Even before that,
some fucked up shit.
Even before all that, he's hated her from the moment he's ugly. Met her.
I'm sorry.
Not with that necklace on.
Yeah, I was about to say, the necklace on.
Not with that necklace on. She looked good.
Might have to maneuver around. Anyways, I want to change my answer to that little fucking badass girl. I want her to sit
Ooh,
on the
Lyanna Mormont.
That's what I said.
Hell yes.
That's the one.
Very I really good. Hope
she is a badass.
She is a badass.
Very wise. Very mature, wise for her age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to go with, so who are you surprised to have seen made it this far on the show? So who's your kind of like, how are they still around?
Oh, back to me?
Yeah, back to you. We'll just go full circle.
Oh, I haven't really thought of it. Give me a second.
You want to go with Saba, then we'll go around this way?
Oh, I don't know. I think probably Cersei, just because so many people have wanted to kill her. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably, you know, you may look at it like, you know, Sansa's a survivor or, you know, Tyrion has played his cards right and kind of always hooked up with the right person to save himself and move on.
True.
I think the one that I'm surprised that hasn't died is probably Cersei.
Cool. Okay. Matthew?
With Cersei, like, knowing who she is, after doing that shame walk, there's no way she's dying without anybody else getting fucked up. Like,
I'm saying, man. She's going to last. She's going to last.
Everybody's going to get fucked up. Like, nobody's coming out of this thing without blood on their clothes. You know what I mean?
I was surprised that Baelish made it so long.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I fucking hated that
such
guy.
A piece
Lord.
Of shit.
Oh, my God.
The fuck, Lord.
Cucketty.
That was the third thing I said to you. I said, who's that Edward Norton looking motherfucker? I hate him. Yeah, I really hated him. I was so glad that Sansa grew some balls and did that.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was great to see Arya Lord fucking slice him.
Yeah, Arya.
Straight
Arya's
face.
With the dagger,
straight
too.
Fucking
with the dagger he fucking gave her.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's my thing. Like, anybody else? Nah. Baelish lasted the longest that I cared for.
For sure. The one that I'm surprised that they're still alive is fucking Jorah Mormont. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, he's been a little bit of a survivor,
too. This guy's
too.
Been through everything.
He was the stone guy.
Yep.
Right.
Well, he was a slave trader, right? Yeah. And then he had to deal with all that bullshit.
Well, he was in exile, right? And, like, he was got with Khaleesi. And then he was, like, got exiled from her. And he was like
gladiator.
A gladiator guy.
Yeah.
And then he had fucking gray scabies.
Yeah.
Like, how do you come back from that shit? Like,
you need you a Samwell Tarly. Yeah,
well, he did have a purpose then. But, I mean, this guy, like, he should have been dead, like, seasons ago.
That's a good one, Jerry.
That
is a good one, Jerry.
Another one, Jerry. Another one would be...
Hey, Jerry, good one.
Hey, thanks, guys. Another one would be the Samwell Tarly, Gilly fucking couple. Like, they're completely worthless.
He knows everything.
He's a maester.
Shame.
Man, whatever, man. Just remember, we all had to watch them bang.
Yeah.
And that was fucking gross.
That was awesome.
Was
what do
Sam.
You mean?
What? Awesome.
They didn't bang. They made love.
Oh, my.
I'm surprised Saban didn't chime in on that.
It's fucking gross.
Why?
He's the love doctor of the show.
They made precious love.
Samwell's got no
She
game.
Wanted that.
Yeah, she just, yes, she wanted
I
it.
I mean, is
he
that,
deserved
is that
it.
Really?
He deserved
like,
did he deserve it?
At least he deserved it. Yes.
Is that really like
Wasn't
the
Wasn't embarrassing
most...
to watch?
Yes. He deserved 14 of them.
Let me ask this question. Is that really like the most weird sex that's happened on this show? Because brothers and sisters be
yeah,
fucking
Jerry.
All the time. So.
Answer that question, Jerry.
I don't know.
Let's see your response to that. Well,
C,
allow me
the
to
answer
retort.
C.
Jordan, who you got, man?
I'm surprised that Theon Greyjoy is still alive.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
fuck
a fucking
Theon,
good
man.
One, too.
Yeah.
Because he's such a pussy.
He's such a bitch.
Such a pussy.
But like we said earlier, dude, get your dick cut off, see how much of a pussy you become.
Tortured. And then get your dick cut off.
Exactly. I'm mad at the world. I'm fucking everybody up.
Until the next guy comes along, cuts off the rest of your penis.
Yeah, but then
I don't know.
You have
cuts off your balls.
You have the opportunity to look like a baller, and then you jump off the side of the fucking
baller.
I love that.
Yeah, he jumped ship. Job, he literally jumped ship.
Literally jumped ship.
He did jump ship.
What a
I'm just saying, man.
He didn't have.
I'm just saying, man. When you get hard candy, you don't really know how hard, how much of a man you're still gonna be after that.
I gotta go with
nice pull.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that
nice
one?
Pull. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You didn't see that one coming.
Nice pull. Hard candy.
We spit hot fire on this one.
Damn, son.
That dragon fire. I gotta go with Lord Varys, to be honest with you. I mean, besides being the master of whispers, I mean,
little birdies.
What a shitty.
He doesn't have a dick
name.
Either.
He doesn't have a
true. True. People without penises
he does
are
a
on
penis.
This
yes.
list.
They're determined.
So, yeah, he's the one where I'm like, I can't off. Believe he made it. I really thought Dany was going to kill him last season when he first got to Dragonstone. And, you know, she didn't. But, yeah, I mean, not that I hate the character. I think it's a good character, but I'm surprised he's made it this far.
He was
because
torturing
he's not, like,
dudes.
Strong. He's
he was
not...
torturing dudes in the first. But, whatever.
So, he helped Tyrion escape from... From Sirius after he killed his father. Yeah, I mean, that dude.
He didn't know he was going to kill his dad. Yeah. He was just trying to help him escape
on
from the
shitter.
Yeah, they said, what did you do? Yeah, that was on the ship.
Even on the shitter. God, Charles Dance, you're not my son. Oh my you're God. Not a Lannister.
How dare you? Like, God, talk about staring down the barrel of a fucking crossbow. Is that
the barrel of a crossbow? Yeah.
Is that right? Someone please make that a song, please.
And I'm staring down the barrel.
You're halfway there.
My brother Scott.
Before we get to our favorite deaths on the show, we're going to take a quick little commercial break.
We'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Located here in Greensboro, North Carolina, he can assist you with your criminal as well as traffic violations. And his practice includes Guilford, Forsyth, as well as all surrounding counties. To set up a free consultation, you can contact him at 336-663-2388. And you can also visit him on his website, attorneynewman.com.
And winter is coming.
All right, and we're back, ladies and gents. So now, during our little Game of Thrones podcast, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite deaths on the show. So mine has got to be A Golden Crown, Episode 6, Season 1.
Very cool.
I thought this was awesome. One of the coolest deaths. So and honestly, as much as people hate Joffrey, I really, really hated, how do you say, Viserys?
Yeah.
Could not stand that fucker. He was just a whiny little bitch that thought he was just, you know, deserved the Iron Throne because of, you know, I get it. Family name, this, that, and the other.
Should have been named Chad. But,
yes, Chad Targaryen.
Sorry, Chad. Yeah. And then, you know, he comes into the Dothraki tent. You know, he threatens his own sister. And then, you know, he's been pretty much telling her the entire time, like, I would let 1,000 Dothraki rape you if I can get the Iron Throne.
I don't give a fuck.
You know, the guy, and you know, I'm a dragon. Just like when Joffrey's like, I'm a king.
I'm
you
a
know,
big, bright, shining star.
So, you know, he sits there, talks that shit, and then Khal Drogo, being the badass he is, takes off his gold little belt or whatever it is, melts it down, and then just pours it on his head. So.
And stares in his face when
God.
He does it.
Yeah. The entire
that
time.
That was so
so badass.
Hot.
So that, to me, is my favorite.
He did.
But that's the reason why, though, you know, unlike Joffrey's death, where he was poisoned, the fact that
cool,
he did that
Jason
and
Momoa.
Stared him in the face the entire
the
time.
The guy that played Khal Drogo really looks like the guy that played Aquaman.
Yeah.
It's uncanny.
Weird.
He used to be so cool.
Jordan, this guy doesn't even speak English, though. I mean,
no, he
it
doesn't.
It can't be the same.
He speaks Dothraki. If you guys notice, though, I mean, for a show that has all these different languages, High Valyrian, Low Valyrian, Dothraki, the characters and the actors do such a great job to make it seem like these languages are so fucking believable.
I mean, I guess, like, it's we good. Wouldn't know. They could just be like, it's probably the easiest thing
doing.
They've ever done.
It's good, though.
Skiddly bobbity doobity bob.
What was that? Family Guy. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. I'm speaking Italian.
Jordan, what do you got for your favorite death or deaths?
I can't readily think of it immediately, but I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, because Jerry, I know you will.
Okay. I'm at the ready.
I'm pretty sure the Hound cut someone in half.
I think he did that a couple times.
But I remember seeing it like one time, it's like flop. Like,
I don't know who that was, but that was awesome.
I think that was at Blackwater.
Anytime the Hound kills anybody, he's my favorite killer.
Oh,
let's put it that way.
He definitely
he,
is
my favorite
the,
killer.
The my favorite kills, I swear to God, I wish that.
Killer.
I like really, this. Really wish, if I could have one wish, it would have been that.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
You gonna be blue?
We'll get Will Smith soon enough. But I really wish, oh, fuck, what's his name? Who's that redheaded singer guy? That was in the one episode.
Oh, God. Ed Sheeran.
Ed
I
Sheeran.
Really wish
God.
We could have seen Ed Sheeran
Ed
get cut
Sheeran.
In, half
in half by the mountain.
Vertically.
Poor Ed.
By the mountain. Oh, that would have been so cool.
By the mountain. Not by anybody. Yeah. By the mountain.
By the mountain.
Yes. Yeah.
Could you imagine him trying to like sing to him and like a love ballad and like him just.
God, that would have been great.
See? That's my favorite kill. The one that didn't even happen.
It was cut. It was cut from the actual footage.
The one that didn't even happen.
Jerry, who do you got on your favorite death?
Man, I got a lot.
There are a lot of them. There are a lot of
one, Jerry.
I don't want to take anybody's. Maybe I should go last.
Just go ahead. Just all pick right, one.
Fuck it. I mean, if you got a lot, obviously you're going to take some people's.
What's at your top of your list?
Yeah,
the top of my list.
And then we can come back to you,
man. The absolute. All right, so the top of my list is somebody called Sir Mirren Tarrant.
You took my... No.
Sir Mirren Tarrant was a Kingsguard. He was around for a while, and he was the one that that Arya swore to kill him.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah. And then later on, he got caught up in the Braavos brothel, mm-hmm. and she fucking got his ass. And like she, let's see, she cut out his eyes. She fucking shanked his ass a few times, and then she cut his throat. So that was the best kill.
And she quoted him on the needle. Yeah. Nice little sword. I'll pick my teeth with it.
That's really good, man. I think we mentioned this earlier. The Tywin Lannister, the fucking Vincent Vega special, the fucking getting killed on the toilet.
Yeah, that's a good connect. Vincent Vega special.
I love that.
That's really funny. Ramsay Bolton dog meat.
There was no Pop Tarts.
Yeah, that was good.
There was no Pop Tarts,
or an Uzi for that matter.
Sorry.
I don't know. Any Baratheon was really good.
He takes a shit a lot in that movie.
I'm sorry.
Yes, he does.
I'm sorry, what?
Vincent
Vega.
Yeah.
You know why? He's constipated from all the heroin.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what heroin does to you?
Yes.
I was going to say from the Royale with cheese. That's what I've read.
From the Big Kahuna Burgers.
Royale with cheese.
Big Kahuna Burger.
Go ahead, Jerry.
You guys go, and then I'll tie up anybody that I have left over.
Go ahead, man. Matthew, you got.
Okay, so I... you mentioned it before, but when the mountain crushed that guy's skull.
Yep.
Yes. Oberyn, that was just sound.
It was crazy. That and then her shriek.
Nuts.
Yeah. The way she meant that shit.
You'll hear that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, the worst was you thought.
Because that was another brother-sister fuck shit. Fuck fest right there.
That was.
Fucking Christ.
They don't give a shit at Dorne now.
Bunch of themes.
That's weird. But
bunch of themes.
Oh, my God. I'd love to visit Dorne. Oh, my God.
Right. Wait, after what? He says brother, sister, fuck.
Yeah, see? I've always wanted to
fuck my sister.
I don't know Dorne.
I don't know them.
You're my sister.
I don't know anybody down there.
I'm your sister. You're my sister.
You're my sister. Oh, who am I kidding? You're my sister.
Old Joe Dirt.
Old Joe Dirt. So, yes, that death, I think strategically, the kiss of death, both of them, actually,
loved it.
Was pretty fucking rad, the way that it was planned out.
Yeah.
The second one, Cersei's, was even worse because she just hung her up there and watched.
Well, those are straight, like, mobster kills.
Wait,
are we doing best death or best kill?
I mean,
what's the difference?
Well, because... I'll explain to you, little child, in a second.
It's favorite death. So,
there we go. Was that so hard? Do we have to do the douchebag answer?
Always. Hello.
Why are you angry?
Because everyone picks on me, and I'm just a lonely little
man. We all get picked on.
Mateo.
Matt, were you done?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Okay. So. We've touched on a lot of the best ones. Listen, the one that I wanted to see the most was the Battle of the Bastards when Jon Snow killed Ramsay. Mm. I've never been so excited to fucking... Like, when he just was on him, he was fucking pummeling his face. Like, that dude was such... A fucking vile, sick bastard.
I hated him worse than Joffrey.
Fact.
I mean, Joffrey was just a little bitch, asshole, piece of shit. Like Ramsay was a fucking monster. Yeah. Like
nothing is enough for this motherfucker.
Yeah, and that's for sure the one that I enjoyed
and sent
the most.
It to his family.
Yes,
and then he did the Austin Powers thing where he was playing like he was eating it. Remember that shit?
Oh, the sausage.
And then he fucking was like raping Sansa and just
he's just a fucking
piece of shit.
God, so horrible.
I was really happy to see him die.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Well, that's going to wrap it up for part one of our two-part Game of Thrones podcast. Make sure you check out the next episode as well as our other podcast episodes. And of course, we have the Game of Thrones fantasy draft on our website. So check it out. Have some fun with your friends as you battle out for the Iron Throne and who's going to win the realm, or at least your neighborhood. And we'll catch
your
you on the next
your neighborhood.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Pop Culture as Fuck, presented by Multipoptural. Be sure to check us out at our website for all the latest news and notes. You can find us at www.popcultureaf.com or multipoptural.com. And we'll see you next week, you filthy animals.
Yes! Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.